One caravan's on the mountains, one caravan's from the sea, one caravan's made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One caravan's from the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one caravan. One caravan heals the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
Damaged during a Samaritan revolt was demolished and rebuilt in 530 A.D. It is believed by many Christians and Muslims to have been built over the precise location of Jesus' birth. The spot of Jesus' birth is identified by a hole in a 14-point star located in an underground cave beneath the church. However, the location of his birth is not certain. Now, we're going to get into the archaeology debate and see where they come down, on what side they come down on. Then we're going to get into the scriptural debate on Luke, where he said the Messiah was born. Matter of fact, he don't agree with Matthew. Matthew don't agree with Micah. And so we've got a controversy here. Matthew's genealogy doesn't agree with Luke. As we trace the genealogy, and the Bible said that the birthright is not to be reckoned after the genealogy, Noah and I believe that the scribes, beware of them, that they would draw a different conclusion for reasons that I've already stated. They wanted to have the preeminence. Now, we're talking about the house of Yehuda. Some call them Jews. Matter of fact, Christianity is so deceived by that word, as I preached on the second topic of this series, that is a secondary acceptance around the world that Abraham was a Jew, Isaac was a Jew, Jacob was a Jew, and everybody went down to Egypt was Jews. That's not true. It simply isn't true. It's Christianity, the tradition of believing a lie, and it makes the word of Yahweh unaffectable to people. Now, let's look at what Luke 2:1-7 describes. Now, if you compare Matthew 2, chapter 2, verse 1-6, and Luke, chapter 2, 1-7, you're going to get an entirely different version. Now, is the Bible wrong? Of course not. Could we come down on the preponderance of the evidence? Yes. That's what we're going to do. Luke, in chapter 2, verse 1, describes Joseph and Mary as residents of Nazareth in Galilee. Now, if you really look at what Luke is describing here, the people that would travel from now at the point of Nazareth, if you would read here, and it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quintilius was governor of Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Now, look where we have Joseph traveling from. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth. Went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth. Now, here is Joseph. We find that evidently he lives in Nazareth. He lives in Galilee. He's a Galilean, like I said last night. All of the disciples of Christ were Galileans, every one of them, except Judas the Jew. Now, here again, it says, went up out of the city of Nazareth into Judah, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David. Now, let's look at that for just a moment. Who was David? What lineage was he? Does anybody know? Does the Bible speak of the genetical lineage of David? Well, we're going to have to see. And Naomi, this is Ruth chapter 1 where we was at, and I didn't get to finish it. I'm coming back to it. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a man of great wealth, of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. Boaz was kin to the family of Elimelech. Now, let's find out who Elimelech was by going back to the first verse of Ruth. Came to pass in the days when the judges ruled Israel that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, and here it says Judah again. I believe that the scribes who were in charge of copying replaced the Bethlehem in the north in Galilee with Judah, which we're going to show you in a minute, that Judah did not even exist at the time of Christ. Now that ought to tell you something, that archaeology has confirmed that there was no Judah as a town, and the Bible speaks of Ephratah, not Judah. Micah's prophecy was, "Thou Bethlehem Ephratah." But we found out in Genesis 35:19 where Bethlehem Ephratah was. It was near Bethel. That's north of Jerusalem. Again, not even close to Bethlehem Judea, which today is on the map. It wasn't at the time of Christ, according to the archaeologist that is speaking. We've got an article that he wrote, and we would like for you to have it to prove that Christ was not a resident of Bethlehem Judea, that his mother, Miriam, did not. Neither did his supposed father, Joseph, out of the lineage of the house of David. We're going to show you where the house of David was. It was not in Bethlehem, Judea. It was 100 miles, approximately, north in Galilee. Now, would Mary, would she have rode a mule in her heavily pregnant with child? Would she have rode that mule 100 miles? I don't think so. It'd been over a week's journey for Joseph to cover it. And if she was riding on a donkey, let's say, or a mule, or if she was riding in a wagon, which they didn't have, I don't think, at those times. However, if she was riding on something mechanical, it would have been a journey even in modern days for a heavily laden woman, let alone riding in the elements that must have been existing at that time, and riding 100 miles to get to Bethlehem, Judea, way down south, even if it existed at that time, which the archaeologist said it did. That would have been easy for him, as Luke is describing, that he left Bethlehem in Nazareth in Galilee, and went to Bethlehem, 7 miles. Now, would that be more reasonable? Is Matthew incorrect? Has someone played with the scriptures here? Has the scribes lied? Which I believe it's very evident that they did, because they misquoted Micah when he prophesied that in Galilee, beyond Jordan, thou Bethlehem Ephratah. That's the one Luke's talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, don't take the Bible at face value. Don't believe everything you read in the Bible. You said that Satan is God. Do you believe that? If you do, you deny the one true and living Father, Yahweh. And so you got to watch as you read, and you take for granted, well, the Bible said he was born in Bethlehem, Judea. I'm going to believe that. Well, he also told you, beware of the scribes. He warned you repeatedly. Christ did. Even the Messiah himself said, don't believe everything that the scribes say. Well, Herod, the Edomite Jew, asked, where is it that this king is going to be born? And they said, in Bethlehem, Judea. Well, then, if Herod had believed that, it would have been Leah weeping for her children in Judah instead of Rachel weeping for her children in Galilee North. You see what I'm talking about here? So then, the 100 miles, approximately, almost 100 miles, a good, as a crow flies, 100 miles. She would have had to ride the mule from where Luke gives the account in Luke chapter 2, if he come out of Nazareth, which we know where it's at, it's in Galilee, almost 100 miles from Bethlehem, Judea. He would have had to rode her, she went with him, and it's doubtful if she would have even attempted to make the trip. She didn't have to anyway. It was him that had to register. Mary would have never gone in and registered because women of that era were considered second-class citizens and very rarely owned property. Only Joseph would have been required to register with the authorities because the husband was the spiritual and legal head of the house. The presence of his fiancée, Miriam, the teenager, wife would have been redundant. She didn't have to go. So Mary probably would have hardly made the 100-mile trip while about 9 months pregnant, unless it was absolutely demandingly necessary, which it wasn't, and Joseph would have traveled without Mary and probably in a group to give better protection from bandits and the perils of traveling in those days. Notice what Avraham Oshura, a Jew, by the way, a senior archaeologist with the Israeli Antiquities Authority. Avraham Oshura, senior archaeologist, head of the Israeli Antiquities Authority, a Jew. Listen to what he said. Basic medical knowledge tells you that a heavily pregnant woman would not ride a donkey that kind of distance without losing her baby, although medical knowledge was primitive in those days, and that much information would have been generally known even to attempt the trip. Joseph and Mary would not have access to a method of transportation other than walking on foot or riding on an animal. There is no record of a worldwide census, as stated by Luke, having been made in the last decade. That would be before Christ in the common era. If one had been conducted, it would have been so disruptive that its effects certainly would have been recorded at the time in many Roman documents. A local census was taken by Quirinius during 6 CE, in other words, 6 years before Christ was born. But that would have been when he was about 10 years of age. Also, it was held in Judea, but not the Galilee, where the Gospel of Matthew said that Joseph lived. Joseph lived in Galilee, yeah. It makes absolutely no sense to require Jews and other inhabitants of the Roman Empire to return to their ancestral town for registration. The economy of the empire would be devastated if everyone had to make such a visit. The transportation facilities would be hopelessly overloaded. Censuses are generally taken where people live. Even in ancient times, and even now, you are counted where you live. So why? He's questioning. See, it wasn't impossible for Joseph to go up out of Nazareth, 6 miles in Galilee, and go to Bethlehem in Galilee. I don't know where you know it, but there was a Bethlehem in Galilee. Now, which one did he go to? Did he go to Bethlehem in Galilee, or did he go to Bethlehem, Judea, which was 100 miles away? You need to listen. You need to read. You need to study. We have been given a belief system that is alien to what Christ was. He was not a Jew. He was a Galilean. The Bibles are replete with the fact that he was a Galilean. Mark contradicts Matthew by identifying Nazareth as Jesus' birthplace, as his hometown, Mark 6 and 1. So then we got Mark and Luke contradicting Matthew.
Well, there's no mistakes in the Bible. If there's a mistake, it's by those who try to understand it.
Well, let's get another one of the great apostles in on the contradiction. John chapter 7. Contradicts Matthew. Now we got Luke 2 contradicting Matthew. We've got John 7 contradicting Matthew. And we've got Mark 6:1 contradicting Matthew. We got 3 against 1 here. Which one are you going to believe? John 7:41. There was a great debate even then about where Christ would be born. He was known to have come from Galilee, and both Mark, Luke, and John's passages are compatible with each other, with Matthew being the one. Is it possible for the scribes to jump in the Bible real quick and give us Matthew, the first of the 4 Gospels, change it from Bethlehem, Nazareth, Galilee, to Bethlehem, Judea? Listen again. We got the 4th contradiction witness. In Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Now we read here that we're confirming what the prophet Micah, who would have had to been a prophet, was he mistaken? Again, the answer is no. He was right on. Bethlehem Ephratah agrees with Joseph, for Rachel died in the book of Genesis, in chapter 35, verse 19. I gave you that one, and that Rachel died in Bethlehem. Bethlehem. Not Bethlehem, Judea, because she's not buried there. We know exactly where she's buried because the Bible tells us so. And it's not Bethlehem, Judea. Again, ladies and gentlemen, how are we going to get around these facts? There are numerous references in New Testament that the Messiah, called Jesus in the New Testament, has come in from Nazareth. The early Christians were called Nazarenes. Jesus was called Jesus of Nazareth, or Jesus the Nazarene, or Jesus the Nazorean, and never Jesus of Bethlehem, Judea. Not one time. Now let's get to the archaeological evidence that will prove what we're talking about. The most important reason to suspect the accuracy of Matthew, and I don't believe that Matthew wrote that he was born in Bethlehem, Judea. I believe that the scribes changed the writing as they later had influence over even the New Testament. We know that they were guilty in the Old Testament because Christ took them to task. He knew who the Jews were. He told them. Listen to this. Judea, this is archaeology now. Judea did not exist as a functioning town between 7 and 4 B.C. when the Messiah was believed to have been born. Let me put that again to you. This is the chief archaeologist, a Jew, confirming what Pastor Buddy has taught for the last 25 years. The most important reason Jesus did not, or Judea, Bethlehem, Judea, did not exist as a functioning town, and Jesus wasn't or couldn't have been born there if it didn't exist. Archaeological studies of the town have turned up a great deal of ancient Iron Age material from 1200 B.C. to 550 B.C.E. and lots of material from the 6th century, but nothing from the 1st century of the Common Era. Nothing. Abraham Oshera, a senior archaeologist with the Antiquities Authority, wrote this, that Menorah, the vast database of the Israeli Antiquities Authority, describes Bethlehem as an ancient site with Iron Age material and the 4th century Church of the Nativity and associated Byzantine medieval buildings, but there is a complete absence of facts of information from the Herodian period, that is, from the time around the birth of Jesus. Many archaeologists and theological scholars believe that Jesus was actually born in Nazareth or Bethlehem of Galilee, which was only 7 miles difference. A town outside Nazareth. And we cite biblical references and archaeological evidence to support their conclusion. And throughout the Bible, Jesus is referred to as the Nazareth, not Jesus as the Judean. In fact, in John 7:41-43, there is a passage questioning Jesus and legitimacy because he's from Galilee and not Judea. And there was a raging debate where he came from. Abraham Oshera, a senior archaeologist with Antiquity, says there is surprisingly, listen to this now, no archaeological evidence that ties Bethlehem in Judea to the period in which Jesus would have been born. None. Senior archaeologist. Senior. A Jew. Disputing Matthew. John disputed Matthew. Luke disputed Matthew. Now, how could have been born in Bethlehem if there was no archaeological evidence to support the fact, when there is archaeological evidence, that the city of Bethlehem in the north in Galilee existed? Usher and his team have uncovered the remains of a monastery and the largest Byzantine church in Israel in Bethlehem, Galilee. Why would such a huge house of Christian worship be built in the heart of an area north? The Israeli archaeologist believes that it's because early Christians revered Bethlehem of Galilee as the birthplace of the Messiah. There's no doubt. He says, in my mind, these are impressive and important evidences of a strong Christian community established in Bethlehem of Galilee a short time after his death. Oshra doubts that Bethlehem of Galilee will ever be recognized as the birthplace anytime soon because of the ideal that Luke said he was going to be born in Bethlehem, Judea, where there's no evidence whatsoever to support his claims. We believe that there is something wrong with the account of Matthew because it certainly does not agree with Mark, with Luke, with John, or with Micah the prophet, or with the prophet Isaiah, who prophesied that the Messiah would be born beyond Jordan in Galilee. 9:1. Ladies and gentlemen, how are we going to ever correct the lie of the devil? You say, well, what does it matter? It matters much when you're proving the genealogy, and that's what we're doing tonight. Here again in Ruth, we establish that Naomi had a kinsman, and the kinsman was of great wealth, and he was kin to the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. Now, whatever Elimelech was, or whatever genealogy bloodline of Elimelech, Boaz would share the same genealogy. Well, let's go back again and find out what bloodline that Elimelech was. Ruth chapter 1, verse 2. Elimelech was the wife of the husband of Naomi. And the names of his two sons, he was married to Naomi, and they had a son, and his name was Mahlon, and Chilion, Ephraimites of Bethlehem, Judea. I suspect that the scribes are working again here. Would that have been Bethlehem and Galilee? Was the hometown of Boaz and Elimelech and the two Ephrathites, sons of Joseph, in Joseph's territory in the north? I certainly believe it was. You can't argue. They don't say they were Judites. So then, the ancestral relationship to David and to Christ, if Christ came through his flesh, and the Bible said he would, read Isaiah 11 and 1, you'll get the message. Were they Judites? No, they were not. They were Ephraimites. I'll never get this over to people. They won't do their homework. They won't study. They won't pray. They go to tradition. They hate change. They hate to be proved wrong. What about Micah, Pastor Buddy, says he's going to be born in Bethlehem, Judea? No, he didn't. The scribe said he was. Now, whoever penned that the scribe said he was going to be born in Bethlehem, Judea, that would have been Matthew. Was Matthew saying that he was going to be born there? No. Did he know better? I think so. Well, why would he have written that? Well, he wrote just exactly what was said. It was the scribes that said he was going to be born in Bethlehem, Judea. Well, what's the difference? 100 miles, give or take. Well, who cares? It's not important. Yes, it is important. We're proving the genealogical bloodline of the Messiah came from Ephraim, Joseph, the birthright son. That qualifies Christ, the birthright descendant, from the loins of David. Again, let's go and read. Then Boaz said in chapter 4, after that he marries Ruth, on the day that you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, that was her field, in Bethlehem of Judea, no, Bethlehem, Galilee, you must also buy it from Ruth the Moabite. In other words, you've got to redeem it. The wife of the dead to raise up the name of the dead on his inheritance. Now, this is important because Christ is going to inherit from this birthright. Moreover, Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon. Now, remember, she married, and she's qualified. She was married to Mahlon, who died, who was an Ephraimite. He was not a Judite. It's plain. Well, you can't get these stubborn Christians that have been hoodwinked, didn't do their homework, never studied on the subject, probably. Never came up till Pastor Buddy brought it up. I've never heard anybody preach on this subject but Pastor Buddy. Not saying that I'm just trying to dig up controversial things. This intrigues me. Why that we've had such a switch? Because it's important to the bloodline. And I'll go on. And so Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And he went into her, and Yahweh gave her conception, and she bore a son. Now, this is important. Then the woman said to Naomi, the midwife, "Blessed be Yahweh, who has not left you this day without a near kinsman. And may his name be famous in Israel." So was it ever. She's talking about the Messiah. The future promised seed. "And may he be to you a restorer of life." Oh my. The resurrection, I reckon. "And And Naomi took the child and laid him on her bosom and became a nurse. Now we're going to get the lineage. Remember, there's something very funny here in the 18th verse. And the neighbor woman gave him a name, saying, "There is a son born to Naomi, and they will call his name Obed, who is the father of Jesse, the father of David." Now, somebody right here has inserted a Judite bloodline out of context here. Remember, we're talking about bloodline of an Ephraimite, Strong's number 672, by the way. And then all of a sudden pops in the 18th verse, and this is the genealogy of Perez, and Perez begot Herzon, and Herzon begot Ram, and Ram begot Ammoth, and Amminadiah begot Nashon, and Nashon begot Solom, and Solom begot Boaz, and Boaz begot Obed. Now, how could that be? That's a disgrace to put that in there. It's obviously the lying pen of the scribes who have went out of their way to deceive you, because in Ruth chapter 1, we have Elimelech, an Ephraimite. We have Boaz kin to him, would have made him an Ephraimite. We have Christ coming from David's loins, not as a Judite, but as an Ephraimite. And here we have Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David. Now we know that Ruth would have been the great grandmother of David. So his bloodline would have been in her line. She was married to an Ephraimite. The son Mahlon was an Ephraimite. Shephlon was an Ephraimite. Elimelech was an Ephraimite. Boaz was an Ephraimite. And here all of a sudden, we're reading about the genealogy of a Judite. When that word first pops up, suspect that the lying pen of the scribes have inserted the bloodline of Perez instead of Ephraim. Oh, my heavens above. Now, that would change. It would give the Jews the distinction and the honor that Christ would have been a Jew. And you know better than that. That can't be, because he himself, who said he was a Galilean, born in Galilee, in the city of David. Now, where was the city of David at? Well, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, it was in Judea. No, it wasn't. You can't read that. People believe that, but they can't read it. When you ask them, here it is, again, the prophecy. I want to read it to confirm it. Isaiah, the great prophet. You would believe that Isaiah would be a great prophet, wouldn't you? Okay, let's read chapter 9 and verse 1. Nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed. Talking about Rachel, the distressed one, for when Christ was born, it was Rachel weeping for her children, and Christ would have been out of Rachel's seed line, not Leah's, because the birthright was Joseph's, and Joseph was the son of Rachel, and it was Rachel weeping for her children, so the distressed one, and when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun, and the land of Naphtali. Zebulun is where Bethlehem was 6 miles from Nazareth, where Christ lived, not 100 miles south to the Bethlehem Judea. And the archaeologist here, a Jew, agreeing with Pastor Buddy, that there was no town of Bethlehem, Judea, at the time that Christ was born. We got the evidence here, folks. We got the scriptures. We got the prophets disagreeing with Matthew, but did Matthew err? No, he did not. He was quoting what the scribe said, not what Matthew said. He was quoting the scripture that the scribes misquoted in Micah chapter 5, verse 2. And so if all the Bible lines up, there's still no discrepancy here. It's just understanding. And Herod inquired and said, where is this man going to be born, this king? Where is he coming from? And a scribe said, well, Micah says he's going to be born in Bethlehem of Judea. See that? How cunning they are. How crafty they are. How lying they are. For the scribes are liars, and the pen of the lying scribes struck again and changed the heritage of the Messiah from being a Galilean to a Judean. And everybody, well, yeah, I know Jesus was a Jew. Yes, sir, glory to God, Shunda. You can believe a lie and be damned. Christ never once said he was a Jew. There's people that try to make him one, many people that believe he was one, but nobody can prove he was. And I issue that challenge to any of those my peers out there that's listening in tonight to this controversial subject that they probably never heard before. They've always taken it for granted that he was a Jew. Never have they searched to find out if there's a scripture that said he was, and there's not. Now, who are we going to find him? Micah. At first, he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, as where Herod went to kill. Went right to the spot, showing you that the scribes knew where he's going to be born. And afterward, more heavily, he oppressed her, that's the seed of Rachel, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in Galilee of the ethnos. That word Gentiles is Psalms number 1482. Not Gentiles, but ethnos. Here he's telling you where Christ is going to be born. Not in Judea, but in Galilee. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Where did they see it at? Bethlehem, Judea? No. Where? Bethlehem, Ephratah. Where Micah, where John acknowledged he was going to be a Galilean. Where Luke acknowledged that he came from Nazareth in Galilee. And whoever said that Luke said he went down to Judea, and Bethlehem, Judea. See, that's the scribes again working their magic. Oh, it'd be easy if I was writing or copying the Bible. That's what a scribe does. He's the authority. And they changed the love letter, and they have changed that love letter into making you believe that Christ was a Jew when he was not. The scriptures are very plain. But notice what? Isaiah says in the 8th chapter, he will be as if a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel. To both the houses. And it was the lion pen of the scribes, the Edomite Jews, who did this, stole the identity of the one they hated and killed, made him one of them when he was not, blasphemed and did a dishonorable service, and Christianity has been duped from the word go. A stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. The controversy was going on in John 7:41. The controversy is still going on today, ladies and gentlemen, but Christianity has been so duped through the lion pen of the scribes that nobody has taken the time to go in and search the scriptures. They've not been anointed. And here's what the archaeologists say again. A small hamlet existed in Galilee that was also called Bethlehem. Bethlehem HaGalut in Hebrew. Located very close to Nazareth. Bethlehem in Hebrew means house of bread. It's a common name for settlements with meals capable of producing flour. And rather than the coarse grade most Israelites use for their daily needs, in 1975, amid the musty, damp, and badly lit back shelves of the university library in Cambridge, I first learned of a Galilean Bethlehem. Well, he hadn't read the Bible. Near Nazareth, on an obscure study of the Talmud, published in the 19th century. I was surprised by the dearth of discussion of this place in New Testament studies as the possible site of his birth. Even the Talmud, my heavens, especially since a northern Bethlehem is mentioned in the Hebrew Bible of Joshua chapter 19, verse 15, long before Bethlehem, Judea. Now, however, archaeological excavations show that Bethlehem in Galilee is a 1st century site 7 miles from Nazareth. And so my former reserve can be put aside. There is good reason to surmise that the Bethlehem to which Matthew refers was in Galilee other than Judea. Ruth Chipton, author of Rabbi Jesus. Was he a rabbi? Abraham Oshera wrote in Archaeology Magazine, even the Talmud's going along with Pastor Buddy here now, and that's the first time I've ever agreed with the Talmud. Abraham Oshera wrote in Archaeology, I had never before questioned the assumption that Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea. But in the early 1990s, ladies and gentlemen, I was preaching this way back then, as an archaeologist working for the antiquities, I was contracted to perform some salvage excavations around buildings and infrastructure projects in a small rural community in Galilee. When I started work, some of the people who lived around the site told me how Jesus was really born there and not down south, 100 miles. Intrigued, I researched the archaeological evidence for Bethlehem and Judea at the time of Jesus and found nothing. That was so surprising, as Herodian remains should have been the first thing once you find. I found none. What was even more surprising is that archaeologists had already uncovered And what I was soon to discover over the next 11 years of excavation at the small rural site of Bethlehem of Galilee, between 92 and 203, uncovered the remains of a large church and a monastery built around the time of Christ. And there is no doubt in my mind that these are impressive and important evidence of a strong Christian community established in Bethlehem a short time after his death. He is certain that the structures are Christian because the oil lamps with crosses, baptismal fonts, bronze cross, and bones found on the site. With the fabulous success of the Da Vinci Code and the newly preserved and translated Gospel of Judas, and the surprising interest in Gnosticism, one of the three main divisions within the early Christian movement, present-day conservative Christians are probably not in a mood to relocate or re-educate that his birth was in the north, as opposed to what they have taught for over 2,000 years by believing Matthew's account, which, like I say again, if you'll take Matthew's account, Matthew was just quoting the scribes who misquoted the Bible. They didn't quote correctly. They misquoted. And so then, we have the article of the Christmas story. And what town was Jesus born? Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's now a raging controversy. Even the Talmud says he was born in Bethlehem, Galilee, not Bethlehem, Judea. It was a pen of the lion scribes. And if you'd like to have this article, just write for it, and Pastor Buddy will send it to you. It's an amazing, it's controversial. Where was the figure called Jesus? Where was he born? Was it in a small town 100 miles north of Bethlehem, Judea? Or was it 7 miles below Jerusalem in the south in Judea, like the scribe said? You decide. What good would it do? What difference does it make? It makes all the difference in the world when people believe that Jesus was a Jew. When I'm telling you, he was not. He was not a Jew. He was a Galilean from the northern tribe of Joseph Ephraim. Yahweh bless him forever. Bless his truth and reveal the truth to the hungry hearts that is listening to Pastor Buddy tonight. You got my message here tonight. I love you, and I appreciate you. You can write me tonight if you'd like to have the article. Write for it. I'll send it to you. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, that's Pastor Buddy. That's all you need. Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. You can call me tonight, area code 423-351-1082. Call me. We'll talk about it. The Bible is provable. Rather divide it. You got to rather divide the Bible, and that's what I've done tonight. And I'll give you references about archaeologists. The chief archaeologist, by the way, a Jew, about a quote from the Talmud, about John as a witness, about Luke as a witness, and I've brought Mark, I've also brought Matthew, I believe he's a witness. I say again, he was just quoting what the lion scribes said to the Edomite. Well, he's going to be born in Bethlehem, of Judea. Well, it's a fact that he didn't go according to Matthew chapter 2. If you read on, he went north and killed 144,000 infants. It was Rachel, not Leah, weeping for her children. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you going to get around the truth? Acknowledge it. Prove all things. Go to our website. We'll post this article. I'll have Brother Bob to post it. And we'll get this article up. If you'd like to go to our website and read this article, I believe it's already there, but we'll make sure. I think it's already there from our old website. I had it placed there. That's oneyahweh.com. Our new website, Brother Bob, has got it up and functioning, working great. We've got a lot of comments on it, got a lot of articles like the one that you have heard tonight live with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. If you'd like to have this in print for your own information, write me and I'll send it to you. Praise Yahweh. We love you tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night around the world, 8 o'clock on WWRB. That's tomorrow night, sponsored by Brother Mark. Tonight we've been sponsored by Brother Bud and by Brother Edward out of the great state of Mississippi. We thank all of our listeners and our supporters for their tithes and offerings to keep up the faith. We need your help on the assembly. Send it as soon as possible so we can get her done for you. Praise Yahweh. Passover's coming up very soon. Write us before the dates and the times. We'll send you a calendar if you'd like to have one. Praise Yahweh. I'll see you tomorrow night.